USA Radio News.
FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work. He was also asked by Congressman Bob Goodlatte about some of those texts that he sent to FBI agent Lisa Page.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, "just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support." And smell is in capital letters, all capital letters.
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you described that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in the text.
All right. From Brussels, President Trump flew to England, where him and First Lady Melania Trump will be for 3 days on his first presidential visit. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
North Korean officials snubbed the United States today, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
North Korea is a no-show to talks about returning the remains of U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War. U.S. officials were reportedly waiting at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas for a planned meeting today, but those North Korean counterparts never showed up. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Monday, President Trump will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, this will be his first one-on-one and sit-down with the Russian president. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said on Fox News the president has been tough on Russia.
Every time this president has had to push back on Russia, he has. The Russian sanctions, the Russian expulsions from this country, obviously pushing back not once but twice on Assad when he's gassing his own people in Syria, having been propped up by Russia in so doing.
Right.
We don't recognize the annexing of Crimea.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the top stories of the day is Peter Strzok testifying on Capitol Hill. Let's take a listen to a portion of his opening statement.
I testify today with significant regret, recognizing that my texts have created confusion and caused pain for people I love. Certain private messages of mine have provided ammunition for misguided attacks against the FBI, an institution that I love deeply and have served proudly for over 20 years. I'm eager to answer your questions, but let me first address those much-discussed texts. Like many people, I had and expressed personal political opinions during an extraordinary presidential election, opinions that were not always expressed in terms I'm proud of. But having worked in national security for 2 decades and proudly served in the U.S. Army, those opinions were expressed out of deep patriotism and an unyielding belief in our great American democracy.
Don't look for Dwayne The Rock Johnson's name on a presidential ballot anytime soon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The actor who's currently starring in the action thriller Skyscraper saying that he doesn't see running for the White House in 2020. The former pro wrestler and current action movie star says running for president requires something that he doesn't have yet.
You know, I have an incredible amount of respect, obviously, for our country. I'm missing that one thing called political experience.
Since 2016, Johnson has suggested he might run someday, but he says it's not going to be in 2020.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.